Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This Memorial Day weekend, I'm skipping phony sales and shopping at Bob's Discount Furniture, where I don't have to worry about missing out on great savings. Because no matter what, when I shop, Bob's has trending styles at everyday low prices, ready to ship fast. Like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob sectional with over 1,700 five-star reviews. So make the most of your summer and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome to the Rust Report on ESPN AM 1520. We have with us today Peter Murphy, and he's vice president of the Invest in Education Foundation and has held this position since its founding in 2012. The organization supports policies to improve educational opportunities for New York State's children, including providing access to quality school options for children. He previously served as Policy and Communications Director at the New York Charter Schools Association, the statewide membership organization of charter schools in New York, which advocates on behalf of the state's more than 200 charter schools in operation or approved to open. Our guest today, Peter Murphy. And I was with Tom Carroll in New York City on Monday, and he is one of the leaders with this. And why don't we first talk about this program and a little bit about the Ed Tax Credit 50 Coalition. Maybe you could tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. Well, the Ed Tax Credit 50 initiative, we started last year, and we've built up a coalition of organizations from across the country. More than 250 organizations, and we're advocating in Congress to enact a national scholarship tax credit, which would encourage people to donate, to make charitable donations to scholarship funds. And what that does, Brian, that will increase the pool of money available to give out scholarships for K-12 education, so that working and middle class people and low income folks can better afford a better education for their children. And basically what the wealthy and upper-income families can take for granted, we want to bring that opportunity to more people, particularly those who just are not in a good district school setting right now. Most people are across the country, but many thousands of children are not, and we're trying to improve that education for them.
Very good. Now, you have an Invest in Education Coalition. Who's involved with this? Is this statewide? Is this national as we reach 17 states? Let's talk about this coalition.
Well, the Invest in Ed Coalition is a C4 lobbying organization, and primarily we worked in the state of New York, working in the legislature, and had a state-specific group or a collection of organizations that advocated for a state tax credit, and we have turned that effort into a national effort, and hence we named the name of the initiative Ed Tax Credit 50, because, you know, this is a national concern. Only 18 states have a scholarship tax credit, and we want to make that national. And so, because children in New York and California and many places of the country are just don't have those educational opportunities, that we want to bring them. And by encouraging more donations, by turning it into a tax credit, which is a greater incentive for people to make donations, because the donation amount or some percentage thereof comes off of what you owe in taxes. So it's a much bigger incentive. We're going to see a lot more money flow to these scholarship funds, and so children can have can enroll in the schools of their choice, whether it's parochial or private or even another district school in a better school district.
Very good. And let's talk more about promoting school choice. Why is this important where people have different options for their children to go to school?
Well, the quality of education a child receives is going to affect their current and certainly their future life. I mean, it's a life experience for good or for mediocre or not good. So we want to get this right. And look, like I said before, for many families, for most families, district schools are just fine for them. But for thousands upon thousands of others, particularly low-income, working-class people, they struggle. And they're not in good neighborhoods or good suburban school districts. And by having an educational choice, by becoming financially empowered to afford a parochial or private school education, you can improve their prospects and improve their learning and improve their future exponentially. You put a child in a better school that's more suitable, that's providing the education you want for them. They can excel, they can stay in school, they can graduate college and career ready for the next step in their life, whether it is college or right into a trade or whatever career that they desire. But it's just very important to get that right, and educational choice policies throughout the country have been proven to improve quality education and bring that that needed improvement in the child's life so they can go on to adulthood.
Wonderful. A lot of people are concerned who have children between kindergarten and 12th grade. There are millions of kids in New York State and the 17 states that we blanket, from Montreal down to northern Florida, west to the Mississippi. How can we improve kindergarten to 12th grade education?
Well, there's so many important areas to do. Most people many people would say, certainly the people who work in the public school system, we need more money. It's always about money. But there's no politician I know, Brian, who doesn't want to spend more money on education.
Right.
So as much money as possible is being spent. And it's never enough for most people. And look, you can do a lot more when you have more money. But knowing that as much money as we can extract is being spent on education, particularly in a state like New York, which spends substantial amounts per child, upwards of $20,000, we have to look elsewhere and find ways to do more with the money we have. So school choice is one of those ways to do it, providing greater accountability in public schools and more teacher training greater accountability systems and a responsible use of assessment. I mean, there's a myriad of ways to improve public education. We focus on the school choice area because that is what empowers parents to put children in what they believe would be a better quality school for their child. So that's our focus. There's other ways to improve education, but we've got our hands full just trying to expand school choice throughout the state and throughout the country.
We're learning a great deal from Peter Murphy, Vice President of the Invest in Education Foundation. If you're listening in Cheektowaga, New York, Manhattan, or Toronto, drop us a note to Brian Rusk, ESPN Radio, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. We always read cards and letters from our Canadian and European listeners. I'd like to thank those who've called regarding our shows with the Consul General of Poland, noted dentist, dental leader Dr. Todd Chatkin, and Chip Nalon, involved with packages for our troops overseas. And coming up, we'll have a program on the Brown Gown Program, giving out gowns for the proms for inner-city children with Colvin Cleaners and the Allstate Foundation. A little bit more information about Peter Murphy. He has written for the Association's web blog, The Chalkboard, and was a regular guest blogger on the NY Ed Reform blog. Mr. Murphy previously served in the office of New York Governor George Pataki, where he helped develop the New York Charter Schools Act and the School Tax Relief STAR program. Our guest today, Peter Murphy, on the Rusk Report on ESPN Radio, recommended by Tom Carroll to be a guest on the program today. Let's talk a little bit about promoting a school choice through a national kindergarten through 12th grade scholarship tax credit. Let's talk about the tax credit.
Well, the tax credit is something that would drive more donations to scholarship funds. So right now, if you give to a scholarship fund, it's a nonprofit charitable entity, you get a tax deduction typically as a charitable donation, right? It's tax exempt donations. Well, what that means is you don't pay taxes on the amount you've donated. What we're trying to do is sweeten that and provide a greater incentive by saying if you get a tax credit and you on that donation, what you give or a high percentage of that would actually reduce what you owe in taxes. So it's a much bigger incentive and would drive exponentially more money into these scholarship funds, which in turn is more families that can get help and can get the school choice opportunities that we desire for them. So for instance, in Western New York right now, there's a fund that's been around for probably around 20 years called the Bison Children Scholarship Fund. It's
yes, we had years ago Chris Jacobs, the state senator,
State Senator Chris Jacobs is a founder of this organization in the late 90s, and it's alive and well today. It's doing great. It's done fabulous work, and it supports several thousand children from the 8-county region in Western New York, not just Buffalo and Erie County, but it goes beyond the county to, I think, seven other counties out there. So it's got quite a reach, but it raises, you know, a nice healthy chunk of money every year. But if you have a scholarship fund, if you have a K-12 scholarship tax credit, Bison Fund could raise 2, 3, 4 times what it raises. It could reach many more children in need. It could touch not just children from in poverty, but children from working class and middle income households. So you would really expand educational opportunities in Buffalo, Erie County, and throughout the region if we get Congress or for that matter the state legislature to do the kind of scholarship tax credit we're talking about.
We're learning a great deal today from Peter Murphy, Vice President of Invest in Education Foundation, on the Rusk Report on ESPN AM 1520. I'd like to mention we received information here at ESPN Radio about the Night of Champions, a benefit celebration for city kids at summer camp, and they're going to have a Night of Champions gala, Statler City, downtown Buffalo, May 24th from 6 to 9 p.m. Chris Del Prince is the chairman, and he's at 716-316-4327. And that's the Night of Champions to benefit city kids at summer camp. So it's all about education today on the Rusk Report on ESPN AM 1520. Let's talk a little bit about school choice advocates taking advantage of the Republican control of the White House. Let's talk about that and President Trump. Peter?
Well, yeah. President Trump is in favor of school choice. He talked about it during the 2016 campaign. He appointed as Education Secretary Betsy DeVos, who has spent most of her adult life in the school choice arena, who's put her own personal fortune behind efforts to improve education for young people and provide more school choice opportunities for children from low-income families. So we have an administration in Washington that is in favor of this. And so the challenge for us is to work with them in getting something done in Congress. And Congress is a large and unwieldy entity, as you know, and democracy work slowly. But we've had some progress already, in fact, with when we, back in December, as part of the tax reform bill that passed, we expanded the use of 529 college savings accounts, which 13 million or so Americans have. Many New Yorkers have this, the college savings program. And what this allows for is to take savings that families have had on a very favorable tax basis and use that for K-12 tuition. So it's an additional expense that they can choose. They can actually access their savings before college if they want to help their child in a, you know, in a better high school or just a better education setting. They can use it for K-12 tuition. So that was a great victory. We got that through Congress. The President and Secretary DeVos supported that. So we want to build on that success. We want to do more through a K-12 scholarship, which will affect particularly low-income families in a way that the 529 expansion did not. So we want to make sure we reach those most in need to provide school choice options for them.
Now, what about the support of both houses of Congress to promote an aggressive school choice agenda in 2018? Are you getting support from the House and Senate?
We're definitely getting support. Whether it will be in time to get something done this year is something we're working on. So what the 529 expansion I just mentioned, what that showed was that there is support for school choice to expand school choice. Congress voted that as part of the legislation. But that was the first time Congress actually did something on school choice in over 20 years. The last major school choice act they did was back in 1997. So that was a big breakthrough. Efforts have been stifled before that. So we have an uphill battle here, and so it's really important for people to talk to people like Chris Collins and Brian Higgins and Tom Reed and other Western New York Congress folks to get moving on this and to really do something to build on that success so more children can get the help that they need for their education. Because look, if in too many district public schools, you know, in places like Buffalo and other, you know, Niagara Falls, other urban areas, if families wait around for the schools to improve, in many cases their kids are going to be grown up and out of reach. So we have to fix this thing now, and this is one way we can provide immediate, tangible benefits to children while they're young, while they're in school.
For those who just tuned in to the Rust Report, we're speaking with Peter Murphy, recommended to be on this program by John K. Castle and Thomas Carroll. Peter Murphy is Vice President of the Invest in Education Foundation, and he's been in this position for the past 6 years. If you're listening in Buffalo, New York, Montreal, or Washington, D.C., to our 50,000 watts of clear channel power, drop us a note. Please write to Brian Rusk, ESPN Radio, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. A little more information about Peter Murphy. He previously served in the office of New York Governor George Pataki, where he helped to develop the New York Charter Schools Act. He also previously held positions of the New York State Division of the Budget and State Senate Finance Committee and the Empire Foundation for Policy, Research, and Nonprofit Think Tank. Our guest today, Peter Murphy. Let's talk about this becoming a reality, this making the national K-12 scholarship tax credit. What do you see the hopes for this are?
We always remain optimistic. We continue to lobby Washington, D.C., Congress members. We're there each and every day of session. And, you know, but there's a lot of issues on the table. There's a lot of priorities for folks. Again, democracy moves slowly by design, but we're remaining very diligent on this, and typically at the end of the session, at the end of the year, a lot of issues get wrapped up together and get done, and so we're hoping that Congress will not forget school choice. The President made a promise towards it. There's a lot of interest in it, but it's going to depend on our efforts lobbying, and it's going to depend on organizations stepping up and from across the country and reaching their Congress members and showing that there's real not only need for this, but a real desire for it. We've demonstrated that previously, and we're just going to keep working it. Now, these things do take time, but we've made a lot of progress already, and we're very excited about the opportunity.
Very good. Again, our guest today is Peter Murphy, Vice President of the Invest in Education Foundation for the past 6 years. Let's talk about the tax reform legislation. How has that helped your efforts, Peter Murphy?
Well, the tax reform legislation, as you know, dealt with hundreds of different provisions in it that overall lower taxes for almost every American, and one of the provisions that we were able to get included in that was this expansion of 529 college savings accounts that I mentioned earlier. These are savings accounts that millions of Americans utilize to save for their children's college education. They've been around for about 20 years, and you can, as you're making contributions to these accounts, the interest and investment earnings you make are tax-free. They're not taxed, like a Roth IRA, for instance. But from a state level, your contributions are tax-deductible on the state income tax level. So they're really very favorable tax treatment on these accounts, and they're designed to encourage people to save for their children's college. And so what we were able to do back in December, we got Congress to include a provision that would make qualified withdrawals, not just for college expenses, but for K-12 tuition. And the thinking behind that, Brian, is we can save for college for many years, but children need to be prepared for college. Children need the quality K-12 education first. Because if a child has graduated from high school and is not prepared for college because their schooling was inadequate or it just didn't prepare them, well, what good is college going to do a child who's not ready, who doesn't have the skills they should have learned in a better schooling situation in K-12? And so parents very much want to invest in their K-12 education for their children. They often lack the means to do so. And so we thought the 529 expansion was a good step to help toward that end. But we don't want to stop there, and parents need a lot more help, and that's why we're pursuing the K-12 scholarship tax credit.
Little plug here. Western New Yorkers love their traditions, and the AMPO Legal has been writing about Polish-American traditions and events for over 50 years. News and features from a Polish-American perspective can be found in this weekly paper, as well as recipes and a calendar of events. Don't miss out on the next cultural presentation or polka dance by reading the AMPO Legal. The AMPO Legal is available in many Tops and Wegmans stores. For home delivery, call 716-835-9454. That's 716-835-9454 to have the latest news from Poland and Polonia in your mailbox each week. Getting back to Peter, I'd like to talk a little bit about encouraging charitable donations to nonprofit K-12 scholarship funds. Peter Murphy.
Well, the key to encouraging that is to get favorable tax treatment. If you incentivize people to give, it's really about getting Congress to change how donations are, to change that tax treatment of those donations. And so you can turn it into a tax credit, which would come off of which would mean that if you make a donation, your tax liability, what you owe the government, will be reduced by the amount of that donation or a percentage of that. A much better tax treatment. And the incentive being, we want people to give more to scholarship funds so more money is available to help more families send their children to the schools of their choice. And, you know, when people think of scholarship funds, they normally think of college, right? College scholarship, opportunities. They're throughout our society, but people don't often think of scholarships applying so much to K-12, and that's what we're trying to do. If a scholarship is a great thing for college, well, it's certainly a great thing for K-12. So we want to see more scholarship opportunities at the K-12 level, and by changing the tax treatment of donations, we can make that happen if Congress will pass our legislation to do that.
We just have a few minutes left on the Rusk Report. I wanted to talk a little bit about ensuring families and members of the U.S. military are afforded the broadest choice of public, private, and religious schools for their children. Let's talk about that. Peter Murphy.
Sure. So right now, we are also, part of our school choice effort is to help military families in particular with their education expenses, because, as you know, military families often have to move frequently based on where their mom or dad is stationed, where they're assigned. So oftentimes you have military families that are in school districts that may not be providing the education they desire for their child, but it's very difficult as they have to move quite a bit and they're not always in the best areas. And so we're trying to provide something called an education savings account, an ESA, an education savings account, which the federal government would finance by a certain allotment of money for each family. And if they choose, instead of going to the district school near the military base, they can take an education savings account and use that funding for homeschool expenses, for online education, or for private school. So this is, you know, it's a modest program. There's several thousand military families that would no doubt access this. Six states already have this kind of ESA on the books, so we want to see an education savings account be accessible, if they choose, for military families throughout the country. So we have a better quality of life for our military families, and it's also a way to ensure that we keep experienced, able military personnel defending and serving our country, knowing that their children are getting the quality education they want for them.
I'm sorry we have to bring the Rusk Report to a close. We've learned a great deal from Peter Murphy, Vice President of the Invest in Education Foundation, to improve educational opportunities for New York State's children, including providing access to quality school options for children. Special thanks to John Castle and Thomas Carroll for recommending this program. And special thanks to Kevin Carr, Director of Production for the last 15 years for the Rusk Report on ESPN AM 1520. Thank you for enlightening us, Peter Murphy.
Thank you, Brian, very much.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhance game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it is refreshing!
Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B-plus life?
It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B-minus or a C-plus life, because when you're living a B or B-plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A-plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.